You're getting unfocused again. Stop letting that situation get you off balance. Stop letting that situation get you unfocused. You are a boss. You are building an empire. Do not let people disturb your peace. When people are, you know, fighting for your time and your attention and all of that while you're building a business, while you're focused on accomplishing your goals, those are people that are distractions and you have to let them go. I don't care how near and dear they are to you, unless they're your children or your significant other as far as your partner in marriage, you need to let them go because they are distracting you, all right, from your purpose, from positioning yourself for power. Know this, all right? When people see that you're working on bettering yourself, or people see that you're really investing the time needed in order to reach the goals that you have for yourself and your family or whatever the case may be, if they're not supporting you in that, if they're not empowering you, uplifting you, actually helping you with that, they are a distraction. Don't get it confused. Please don't, because I've been there. The whole time thinking that this person loves me, this person is really down for me. No, that person wants your energy. That person wants your time. Because when it comes to a person that has a light on them, and a lot of entrepreneurs have this light, because you have to in order to step into the realms of entrepreneurship, there's a light that's in all entrepreneurs. And I've ran across several entrepreneurs. Again, I've been in business for over 20 years and I've been mentoring for several years, you know, so I run across all these different spirits. And when it comes to, you know, helping people, and there's a light that's within a lot of entrepreneurs, real entrepreneurs, not the ones that's just, you know, straddling the fence. I'm talking the real ambitious ones. There's a light that you have and people see that light. Especially people that are sent to you to hurt you, not as far as physically hurt you, but to hold you back from your goals, to hold you back from your dreams, to detour all of that. All right. So while you're sitting there trying to build your empire and, you know, get into the groove of things, all of a sudden, you know, boom, you're hit with this toxic person that's just, you know, dragging on you, ragging on you, oh, you know, this and that. And just the whole energy just throws your whole vibe off. Those are the people that are sent to distract you. They are not the people sent to uplift you. They are not the people sent that's going to empower you and get you and help you get to the next level. They're not. So you have to identify those people as dream killers, energy killers, and let them go. You have to cut them off. If you don't cut them off, it's your fault. You cannot blame no one else. You can't even blame them because you've already identified the problem. You've already identified the distraction. Now, once you become who you need to become, once you reach your goals and, you know, you're in a position to where, you know, everything is cool and smooth, then, only then is when you should be like, oh, maybe I'll revisit that. Because I can almost guarantee you, by that time, that person won't even be on the level that you need them to be. You won't even be interested. I can almost guarantee you, you won't even be interested, because a lot of times we deal with people because we're bored. We're bored. That's not even the person we want to be with, but they're the person that's there at that time. It's convenient. But convenience will distract you. Convenience will hold you back. What you need to be focusing on, convenience will really throw you off track, okay? So that person that's conveniently there, if they're not helping you in no way, shape, or form, sis, cut it off. They are using you. There's something that you have, and a lot of times it's that light that I'm talking about that they want. Because people, you know, I don't know if you understand energy, but when it comes to a person that carries good energy, people can steal that from you. And a lot of, you know, the people that are stealing it from you, it's not that they are coming intentionally. Well, most of the time, they're not coming intentionally to steal it, but that's just kind of who they are. They're energy drainers. They're vampire drainers, you know what I'm saying? And they're dream killers. And what they do is they come around, you know, people like yourself, and they see the light, they feel the light, they feel the energy, and they suck it up. They take it because they want you to feel how they feel. They want you to be drained. They want you to be toxic. They want you to give up. because that's how they feel about life. That's how they feel. That's how they think. You need to quickly remove yourself from those people, and you will know who those people are because you're going to feel it in your heart, in your soul, in your gut. You're going to know, you're going to tell yourself, this person is not for me. And instead of abusing yourself even more, let it go. You've ever heard the term, you know, let something go, and if it come back, then you know, let it go. Because if it really is yours, it ain't going nowhere. So we have to, as a people, have to be okay with letting toxic shit go. Why are we holding on to it? Because we're bored and it's convenient. Stop it. Because you're not doing yourself any type of favor. You're hurting yourself. You're literally allowing yourself to be hurt. And why would you do that? Stop. Just because that's what you know, that's what you've been doing, where has it gotten you? It's gotten you nowhere. Except looking stupid, being depressed, being somebody's fool. And that's what we not, oh, and wasting your time, because all of that you're not getting back. So cut those distractions, cut that toxic stuff off, focus on you, bettering yourself, surrounding yourself with people that are supporting you, people that call on you, check on you, you know, send you messages, pray for you. Oh my God, I have a circle of friends that pray for me. You know, they send me the text messages in the morning. Forget all them hello beautifuls. He sent that to 100 other girls. What you need to be focusing on are the people that sending you those prayers, those people that are calling you, reaching out to you, just making sure you're okay. Those people that are asking you, is there anything that you need from me to do today? Is there any help? Can I help you? You know, can I pray for you? Those are your people, not the people that's taken from you. Or, you know, when they call, all you think about is, oh my God, this is going to be an argument. Oh my God, your stomach start hurting, because you know, they're about to bring the problems. Those aren't your people. Disattach yourself from those people. Disattach yourself from people that's stealing from you. Mentally, physically, financially, emotionally. Let go. Do yourself a favor today and let go. It's not your job anymore. Your job is to focus on you.